This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
The last couple of weeks, we've actually talked a little bit about recycling and what is the current situation, what is required. Professor Veena Sajwala?
Perfect.
Oh, fantastic. I get names. It's that... I don't know. I'm really bad with pronunciation. Now, you're the director, the founding director of the Centre for Sustainable Materials and Research. And Mike Flaherty is the CEO. What's the organisation again, Mike?
We're called the Royal Society of Victoria.
Oh, the Royal Society of Victoria.
Royal Society.
I don't know if we've got the, we're the Australian Catholic University, we've got the Royal Society of Victoria. Now, you were just up near Flagstaff Gardens.
Yeah, no, near the Carlton Gardens.
Near so the
just
Carlton Gardens.
Opposite the exhibition buildings.
Right.
Yeah.
There we go. And what we want to talk about is recycling and the science around recycling, that this needs to be approached as a commercial opportunity where we're shipping waste off.
Well, we're no longer shipping
waste
this off. This is why it's a pressing issue.
If it goes to China there, you're just going to put it all in Hong Kong to shut them down. But the reality is it must be a commercial opportunity. And why aren't we leveraging this? So, you know, Veena or Mike, you know, start me off on this, because I think this is a fascinating subject and one that we've left behind for too long.
Okay, look, I'll give you a quick introductory sort of comment to that, mainly because I've just been having a coffee with Veena and gazing adoringly at everything that she's been saying, which is basically going to save the world.
Right.
So, as we know, Victoria's facing an immense crisis in terms of waste. We're kind of drowning not just in our own waste, but we're also finding out we're drowning in other people's waste as well. We've just had this whole shipment from Adelaide come across and be dumped on us. But in talking to Veena, who is basically looks at waste essentially as molecules which are ready to be repurposed, we're actually looking down the face of, staring down the barrel of another gold rush as far as I'm concerned. This is an incredible opportunity for our state if we can get behind the opportunity. So I'm going to let Veena talk about that.
But hang on, so I agree, this is a huge opportunity. Why has no one grasped this? Why have governments just, put it in a landfill or ship it offshore? You know, recycling is a business, and a lot of businesses are doing really good work in this area. But why are we at this point that this huge opportunity, Veena, hasn't been seized? I mean, I would have thought governments love revenue. They love, you know, photo opportunities. They love announceables. You know, they've all failed us on this. Why?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, the interesting thing is all these conversations, you know, the sort of coffee chat Mike and I were having this morning is really about recognising and, you know, Mike and I were talking about exactly this, that what we are looking at here is a completely new way to think about recycling. We're not talking about traditional recycling where we're saying, right, here's a piece of, you know, a plastic bottle and I've got to convert it into a plastic bottle, and here's a piece of glass and it's got to come back to another piece of glass. What we're talking about is actually a transformation of these end-of-life materials in a completely different way. So we talk about, in a way, the science is all about micro-recycling. So, you know, you can look at glass, basically, that contains silica. So, you know, it's a fabulous source of silica, which means you can actually react that silica with another source of carbon. Surprise, surprise, could come from our plastics, and we can then convert that into silicon carbide. Now, just from that one simple example, what we can see is we've created a highly valuable material like silicon carbide with enormous properties and qualities and use, fit for so many other applications. But the fact that we didn't see it as, oh gosh, I've got a piece of broken bit of glass, to convert that into glass is actually a whole new way of thinking about recycling. And that's why, you know, the science that we are developing is about micro recycling. And I'm going to be talking about this at the Royal Society's public lecture this evening right here in Melbourne, because I think this is the conversation that we need to have. We need to talk about the fact that science forms the foundation of all of this fantastic opportunity. But the opportunity is not just going to be created on its own. We need to have the underpinning science.
Yeah.
We need to have governments and businesses and local councils and so on, communities wanting to come together and work together. And I'm so delighted to be having this conversation this morning, because I think, to me, this is how all kinds of incredibly fantastic, you know, revolutionary ideas, you know, are born. Science simply is setting off on this journey. And the fact that we're talking about micro recycling and we're talking about then the practical conversion and translation through micro factories. So this is what the whole new invention of micro factories that we are basically saying can actually give us opportunities to not just see it as, you know, it's a waste material, therefore it's a problem, but rather see it as a fantastic new opportunity for businesses, for government to do something meaningful, which could then have commercial benefits. It could have, you know, benefits in terms of creating jobs, creating high value, you know, industries locally in and around Victoria.
So I find this fascinating. I'd be interested, what are some of the examples? And Mike was talking about this. You approach this from a molecular basis. I mean, what are some of the remarkable things that we can do with our waste?
So, look, let me give you one example. And you know, this is really where we can take waste plastics, because, I mean, let's use something that's front and center of everyone's minds. We've got waste plastics. You can either see it as, okay, it's just a plastic that has to be, you know, burnt away or buried into landfill. We've shown that we can convert that, particularly the hard plastics coming from our electronic sources, into plastic filaments. Mm-hmm. We then convert these plastic filaments. Those plastic filaments are so good in quality that we can feed them into 3D printers for manufacturing.
Wow.
So the fact that we've shown at the University of New South Wales, where we can actually, our own microfactory in our basement at UNSW can actually take this waste plastic in an area of around 50 square meters, small space, convert in a very short distance waste plastics into filaments, which then can be fed into 3D printers, has a huge opportunity then for small businesses to go, right, this is fantastic. I don't have to import plastic filaments.
Yeah.
I can actually go to my local microfactory, which in our case is the UNSW's microfactory, and somebody can do 3D printing. We can do 3D printing for them. But the point in all of this is it means that you could have a social enterprise right here in Melbourne, a fabulous woman I met yesterday, and give her a shout out, Julie, who is basically running a social enterprise called Enable. And we all need to support enterprises like that, which means what we're doing is we're creating opportunities to transform these types of waste plastics into high quality filaments. And that means that it can be used for 3D printing.
Mm.
But that's really one example. And the key word there is quality and innovation through microfactories that allows us to achieve these outcomes in an affordable manner. So we're not compromising on quality, not at all. In fact, we want to make sure that the science allows us to understand what are these raw materials, how are we going to actually transform them into good quality manufacturing feedstock. What that then means is that we've got businesses who can then go off and say, right, I could never source these filaments in an affordable manner.
Now I can.
Exactly right.
So what are some of the push factors we need? We've had several attempts at product stewardship in Australia, encouraging organisations or making them responsible or liable for the producer for what they ultimately, the waste that they leave. Is that an important part of what we need?
I'd say yes. I think, as with all revolutions, I think we need real political will behind this. We have the technology. This is something which is just waiting to happen with the right stimulus. We know the Victorian government is already very committed to the e-waste problem. In fact, Vina was discussing with me earlier this morning about the e-waste ban, which is coming in. There's no point banning something if you don't know what to do with
what
it.
Correct.
So we have solutions ready to go. Vina is showing having incredible leadership here from the science side. We do need the political side to step into the picture and embrace that opportunity, without which we can't do anything.
And the investment side, is that crucial as well?
Look, absolutely. I think this is where governments and businesses, we need to have that kind of partnership to say, right, can we actually do this together? Because ultimately, it's like any other new technology. You know, in the early days, that stimulus, that support from government is all crucial. You can have all the desire in the world, whether it's a, you know, business that's a big business or a small business. But I think we need to see this as an opportunity to create what I'd like to refer to as economies of purpose. Because the purpose here is a bigger picture purpose. It's about the environment. It's about job creation. It's about doing something locally. And let's face it, taking responsibility for our waste, for our materials, and really using science that we have all the science right here to solve the problem. Absolutely.
Obviously, we have a crisis in Victoria now, which is great, you know, perfect timing for what you're putting on tonight, Mike, at the Royal Society. One of the answers that's now put forward is, let's just burn it, waste to energy. I'd like both of your thoughts on that answer.
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting. We talk about, you know, looking at waste as these fabulous molecules. We've talked about plastics, for instance, and we can talk about other materials as well. But I think just imagine if you took these beautiful molecules that were absolutely fine to be repurposed and reformed into new manufactured products, whether it's a microfactory or any other technology. But if you actually were to simply burn it away, you've lost those fabulous molecules forever. So it's a lost opportunity. You've eliminated that material from your economy.
You might as well set fire to a $100 note.
Exactly.
So we've run out of time. Go to the Royal Society's website if you're interested in tonight.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.